Acts chapter 25. Now when Festus had come into the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul, and asked him, and desired favor against him, that he would send for him to Jerusalem, laying an ambush on the way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea, and that he himself would depart soon to go there. Let them, therefore, said he, who among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, if there is any wickedness in him. And when he had stayed among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he had come, the Jews who came down from Jerusalem stood around and made many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they couldn't prove, while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor yet against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and be judged before me there about these things? Then Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as you very well know. For if I am an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I don't refuse to die. But if there are none of these things about which they accuse me, no man may deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, have you appealed to Caesar? To Caesar you will go. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. And after they had been there many days, Festus told Paul's cause to the king, saying, there is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him, to whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before the accused has the accusers face to face and has the right to answer for himself concerning the crime he is accused of. Therefore, when they had come here without any delay on the next day, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought out, against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation of such things as I supposed, but had certain questions against him of their own superstition, and of someone named Jesus, who was dead, whom Paul said is alive. And because I'm not sure about this kind of question, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged regarding these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved to the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I'd like to hear the man myself. Tomorrow, he said, you'll hear him. And on the next day, when Agrippa had come and Bernice with great fanfare and had entered into the palace, into the place of hearing, with the chief captains and top men of the city, at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought out. And Festus said, King Agrippa and all men present here with us, you see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, shouting that he should not live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself has appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him, about whom I have no certain thing to write to my lord. So I have brought him before you, and especially before you, O King Agrippa, so that after examination I'll have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not with him to show the crimes laid against him.